What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today, I wanted to jump back into the Tony Rodriguez saga, and I will tomorrow. But tonight, I'm going to bring you something a little bit different. I have a few minutes here, and I wanted to share this with you. Very interesting corollary between the show I just watched and the energy-sucking entities that Robert Monroe found out about during one of his out-of-body experiences from an entity who informed him that there are entities that feed off of the negative energy here on Earth. So tonight, I was watching a episode of Stargate Atlantis, which is a great show, great cast, great writing. You know, I mean, Brad Wright does a great job, you know, in all of the Stargate series. But I have to wonder, you know, Stargate SG-1 came out a while back, but Atlantis came out in the early 2000s. And wanted to bring up the idea that, you know, a lot of these writers, they retrieve their information or they utilize already found information from wherever they can get it. Their inspiration comes from other stories. And I have to wonder, I can't help but wonder, if Brad Wright, as into science fiction as he is, didn't happen to read some of the reports that Robert Monroe wrote about during his experiences with entities from other worlds. And Brad Wright's characters or they are characters, but they're a species known as the Wraith. The Wraith in Stargate Atlantis are these energy-sucking, life-force-sucking entities where they put their hand on your chest or anywhere and they literally suck the life out of you. So if you're like 20 years old and they put their hand on your chest for even a few seconds, you'll age decades. So, and that's exactly what happened in this one episode. And it didn't take long. I mean, these things are just like vampires, you know? You think about it, they're very similar to vampires. And what are vampires very similar to? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes literally suck the life force out of us. They suck the blood out of us. And that's kind of what these wraiths do, but they don't really suck the blood. They suck your life force out. And they gain energy from it. And they gain power from it. And when you think about like the food cycle, the food chain, you know, we think we're at the top of it. Think about humankind for just a minute here. And I'm not trying to ding humankind because obviously we're all humans. But think about how we do things, right? We funnel cattle through these factories and they do away with them so that we can gain our energy from them. But we can also gain energy from fruits and vegetables and grains and things like that, and lentils. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, I don't want to tell people to be vegetarians or anything like that. But, you know, I think there's something to the energy that we put into our bodies. And, you know, when it comes to like the chemistry that goes on with animals at the end of a life cycle, and if they're being funneled into these factories where they're killed, they have all this crazy chemistry going on, all these fear hormones. They know what's going to happen. They're sentient beings. They know what's going on. There's some videos of like tears coming out of like these cows as they're being funneled towards the end. And I actually live near an area that's not too far, a little distance, but not too far, where they do slaughter, And so I know people that have worked there, and there's some truth to that. There's some truth to the chemistry is going to be different. So you think about, you know, slaughtering an animal, or, you know, an animal that didn't know it was on the funnel line going towards its death versus just an animal that got killed clean, you know, might have some chemistry differences. And think about the fear that we give off when we're afraid, or the energy that we give off when we're afraid. There's a lot of it, and it goes around us, and it can be, it's substantial. People can feel it. It doesn't matter if you're telling someone about it. People know when you're afraid, people know when you're scared, and they can feel it. We all feel things around us. The energy is everywhere. So it just makes me wonder if Brad Wright didn't happen to know or read about Robert Monroe's encounter with these beings who feed on the loose energy, or the energy that we give off when we're afraid. And these Hollywood types, they take this, they do their research. They're trying to write the best scripts that they can write and produce the best product. And sometimes people might actually say that this is soft disclosure. And it might be disclosure to a degree, but not intentional. It's just that these folks have done the research, like we have. We're doing research. You're doing research by listening to these podcasts to find out new information. And I think that they're doing the same. And they do the research. They write about it. They may embellish it a little bit, but that's just for television. But the core is there, you know. And when we hear about rumors of days gone by, of vampires, werewolves, witches, and things of this nature, you know, you have to keep in mind that our ancestors saw things. When you look at cave paintings, our ancestors saw things. Cave drawings, cave carvings, our ancestors were shooting arrows at UFOs. There's images of cows being taken up by UFOs. There's all kinds of things out there that show that our ancestors were still battling the same things that we're battling today, same entities. So, you know, keep that in mind as you protect your own energy. Protect your energy. In the morning, tell yourself that I'm protecting myself with white light today, that I'm going to be as positive as possible. I'm going to bring positivity to the world, that I won't allow negative thoughts. I won't, even if the negative thoughts come, just allow them to brush through your mind. Our minds are simply radio antenna. Sometimes we tap into thought processes that may be around us. You know, have you ever woken up and had this song in your head and turned on the radio and there it was right away? That's because we're tapping into the collective unconscious. It's always there, this energy field. It's always there. So protect yourself from these negative thoughts that could come, and protect yourself from your own negative thoughts that are lies. You know, when we tell ourselves we're not good enough, when we tell ourselves we're not powerful enough, strong enough to do things, they're lies that our brain is telling us to you know, try to keep us safe. But in all reality, we're very strong beings, spiritually, mentally, physically. So keep that in mind as you go about your day. Protect yourself, protect your family with white light, with kind words, with, you know, blessings, with prayers, with thoughts, with meditations, whatever you believe in that's positive energy versus negative. As we move forward, you know, into these unpredictable times, we have to stay as positive as possible. And to keep thinking about, you know, what kind of energy legacy are we leaving behind? Are we leaving behind a positive energy legacy or a negative one? And every day we get to make that decision. So every day I hope you all out there are making the right decision to be as positive and bring light, bring energy, bring hope to not only others, but also to yourself, right? Give energy to yourself and to others. But don't allow people to be an energy vampire as well, okay? So we're always giving. We always have to give, right? We're living with other people. We have to take care of each other. But make sure that you have enough energy at the end of the day for yourself too. Take care of yourself. I'm doing this late, so I know my energy is low. I just did a mini workout. and watch that show. So I will let you guys go. I'm going to go to bed. Hopefully you guys are taking care of yourselves spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, that's going to help your physical energy, your spiritual energy, and your emotional energy. It's going to make you feel better. And I will bring you about the second story, the second part of Tony Rodriguez's epic saga on series coming up soon, hopefully tomorrow. So take care of yourselves tonight. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.